Hello, everyone. This is your host, Andy Johnson, of This Thing Called Life. I hope everyone is having an amazing week. Love for you to check out this interview that I did with Lincoln Ware of 1230 The Buzz. We talk about organ, eye, and tissue donation, and a very special woman in our community who received the gift of life with not just one organ transplant, but two. It's a very powerful story. Also, did you know that you could be a donor well up into your 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, even if you've had a pre-existing medical condition? So please get the information, knowledge is power, and register to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor at lifepassiton.org. Thanks, everyone.
101.5, The Buzz of Cincinnati, your talk station. It's the Lincoln Ware Show till 12 noon. Then I'll fill in for an hour for Emmanuel Livingston and the Afternoon Experience. But right now we've got Andy Johnson, my good friend from Life Center Organ Donor Network. Andy Johnson.
Good morning, Lincoln.
What's going on with the Life Center Organ Donor Network?
There's lots going on. This is actually Life Center's 40th anniversary of serving Cincinnati, so we're really excited.
40 years that you, did you have that celebration yet, or is it upcoming?
It's upcoming.
Okay.
But we're going to be celebrating all year with
all
different kinds of highlights in our history.
Okay. That's good. That's good. I tell you, so many people's lives have been saved, with the organ donation. And the thing about it, you can save actually seven people.
Actually, eight lives
with the donation.
As an organ donor.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Potentially. Yes. And so, we just are, you know, this year is we're continuing to educate and empower the community about what that yes means. February 14th is National Donor Day. February is National Heart Month. And so, you know, we want to take this opportunity again just to educate the community, dispel myths about what organ donation is, and really just give people all of the right information.
Yes, yes. And even some people say, well, I'm going to get cremated, so I can't donate my organs. Not true.
Not true. Not true. You can have any kind of burial that you wish following being a donor. So, yeah, there's no truth to that.
And now say, for instance, you have a family member that needs a kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to donate that kidney to that family member, but they find out you're not the right blood type, but somebody else has a kidney that they can donate to your family member.
Mm-hmm.
If you give your kidney to them, can that work like that? Can that
yes.
work?
Yes, that's actually a great question. That's what we call the paired kidney exchange, and that happens quite often. Just like you said, if someone wanted to donate a kidney to a family member, but they're not a match for them and a match for someone else, then they kind of do this whole kidney chain exchange, if you will, so that the person in need of the kidney receives a kidney from a different person who is actually a match. And we've seen a lot of success with that here.
Yeah, okay, so that you can do that. Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that happens a lot. You got a family member you want to donate, but you don't match with them, and so there is a way you can get them a kidney by still donating yours.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
And if people want to check into that, there's a number to call and website. Should they call the number if they want to do that, or just go to the website?
They can give us a call. Or visit our website at lifepassiton.org, or call us at 558-5555, and we can direct them to the transplant centers, to the coordinator, and they can get their questions answered about that process.
All right, I tell you, a lot of things happening. And what about children? Are you finding a lot of, how does a kid who needs a liver or a kidney, I'm sure it's a little harder that way, is it? Or is it easier for adults or easier for kids?
I can't say that it's easier or harder for a pediatric. It just really depends on the circumstances, and what organ that child would need. So it's just really important that people register to be donors to help save others. we're actually featuring Donna Jones Baker this month.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask you about that calendar.
Uh-huh. She's featured in our calendar. She is Miss February, if you will. But she has an amazing story. Donna is actually a kidney and heart recipient, and many people know Donna was with the Urban League here for 15 years and was just a lead. She's a leader in our community, and she had this health crisis and had to step away in order to focus on that. But she's, you know, she's a kidney and heart recipient. She's doing well. I had the opportunity to interview her for my podcast, or for Life Center's podcast, which is called This Thing Called Life, and that'll be airing February 16th. And so I'd love people to listen to her story. It's very powerful, and she is just an amazing, amazing woman.
Now, of course, it's Black History Month, and there's issues of trust with organ donation in the Black community. You know, it's always going to be, they're going to give my organs to white folks or this or that. I mean, I don't know. What are some of the things you hear out there when it comes to distrust, and organ donation?
The number one, myth that I hear is doctors will not work on me if they know that I'm a donor. And as I've always said, that is completely not true. A medical professional's only responsibility is to save a patient's life, and it's not until that patient has been declared dead that donation even becomes a part of the conversation. And, you know, I think we have just, as minorities in America, we just are kind of stuck in what has happened in the past, and that's going to only impact us in a negative way. And the same goes with the vaccine. You have a lot of folks that are like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that because this or that. But we're the ones that are most affected. And that's the same with organ donation. 65% of the people on the wait list are people of color in need of kidneys, yet only 32% of us are actually donors. And so there's a lot of work for us to do, and we've got to have our seat at the table and get this done and help one another. So that's it. I mean, that really is it. We can't sit back and just expect, you know, for things to be different. We've got to be there, and we've got to be educated. And so that's what Life Center is doing. That's what I'm doing.
Well, have donations come to a halt during the pandemic?
No, surprisingly, they have not. It definitely presented challenges in terms of patients getting transplanted, just because people, you know, they were really cutting back on the kind of surgeries they were doing in hospitals, and so transplant was impacted slightly by that. But no, donation has continued, and, you know, so far things are going really well.
All right. Hey, appreciate it. Always great. The 14th, February 14th, National Donor Day, that's coming up Sunday, and this day is very important to Life Center and organ donation and transplant. So February 14th, National Donor Day.
Yes. All right. People can visit lifepassiton.org for more information.
Andy Johnson, always great talking to you.
Thank you, Lincoln. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.